And if a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. But, and thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. This is it that belongeth unto the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. But if he thrust him of hatred, or hurl at him by laying of weight, that he die. But if he thrust him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, but if any man hate his neighbor, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally, that he die, and fleeth into one of these cities. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west side of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. And the men of Shechem set liers in wait for him in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them. And it was told Abimelech, Now therefore up by night, thou and the people that is with thee, and lie in wait in the field. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal the son of Ebed went out, and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him from lying in wait. And he took the people, and divided them into three companies, and laid wait in the field, and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city. And he rose up against them, and smote them. And it was told a Gazite, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, In the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire. So his strength was not known. Delilah therefore took new ropes, and bound him therewith, and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Israel set liers in wait round about Gibeah. And all the men of Israel arose up out of their place, and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar. And the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted unto the liers in wait which they had set beside Gibeah. And the liers in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah, and the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. Therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, Go and lie in wait in the vineyards. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, when he came up from Egypt. And Saul came to a city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley, that all of you have conspired against me, and there is none that showeth me that my son hath made a league with the son of Jesse, and there is none of you that is sorry for me, or showeth unto me that my son hath stirred up my servant against me, to lie in wait, as at this day. And Saul said unto him, Why have ye conspired against me, thou and the son of Jesse, in that thou hast given him bread and a sword, and hast inquired of God for him, that he should rise against me to lie in wait, as at this day? And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him. And he said, Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What, should I wait for the Lord any longer? Because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. And the priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. If I wait, the grave is mine house. I have made my bed in the darkness. If mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, couch in their dens, and abide in the covert to lie in wait? He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. I will praise thee for ever, because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. I am weary of my crying, my throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. If they say, Come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains, and they laid wait for us in the wilderness. And as troops of robbers wait for a man, so the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. For they have made ready their heart like an oven, while they lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. Therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood, they hunt every man his brother with a net. Therefore I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Speak to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him, because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. And there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul, But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee. And when it was told me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to thee and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee what they had against him. Farewell. And desired favor against him, that he would send for him to Jerusalem, laying wait in the way to kill him. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come.